Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Sivasadhi Gaura Bhakta Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare. Continuing our discussion of how to make advancement in Krishna consciousness. Tonight I'd like to discuss about the pitfall of developing a critical mentality. Do you also need water? There are many injunctions in the scriptures for devotees to recognize what standard other devotees are on. Well, the other alternative is just to speak, turn the other way and speak loud.
Then I won't be able to translate one of that.
Okay, I have the same problem. We are enjoined to discriminate between first class, second class, and third class devotees so as to know how to associate with them for our own benefit. The third class devotee or the motivated devotee is called a Prakrita Bhakta. It means he's a devotee, but he has many material desires also. Such a devotee, we are advised to respect him for his attempts in Krishna consciousness, but not to associate with intimately. We should associate intimately with those devotees who have dedicated their life and soul to Krishna. Because sangat sanjayate kama, according to our association, our desires develop. Now in every society we find there is social pressure to conform to the norm.
Conform what?
Conform to the normal standard of behavior. That's called the norm. We call all the JBC. Prabhupada would only call the JBC if there's something very important. So all the JBC men gradually came running. And they came in the room wondering, what's Prabhupada going to say? What is it? Must be something very, very important. So Prabhupada was just sitting back like this, smiling. He said, listen to that nice kirtan. In future, Prabhupada said, we should keep 500 men in Mayapur permanently, only for doing kirtan. So he's saying that in every society, there is pressure to follow social norms. So, in our society, there is also pressure to conform to the standard of being a good devotee. If you do something wrong, people will say, they'll point out, this is not good. This devotee speaks harshly, or doesn't go to Mangalarati, or something. It will be pointed out. So that's one kind of social pressure, and that's good, because that helps to keep us coming up to the proper standard. And we should also note if someone is not doing something properly so that we also don't fall into the same pitfall. And we may also note if someone is doing something they shouldn't do just so that we might be careful not to pick up the same habit. However, in general, our attitude should not be to look for faults in devotees. Realistically, it may be understood that almost all the devotees in this society may have different kinds of faults because we are all coming from the most fallen kinds of backgrounds. Once, one man came to see Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. And he said that most of the members of your Gaudiya Math, they're not very sincere. Why do you keep them here? So Saraswati Thakur replied that, well, even if they're not very good, At least if they're here, they have some chance of being improved. If they go away, then what hope is there for them? He said this is like a hospital. He called it Gorya Hospital. If you go in the hospital and criticize, well, everyone is sick here. Well, of course they're sick. It's a hospital. But at least they're taking treatment. So in the same way, we're all coming from various kinds, various degrees of material contamination. But anyone who sincerely tries to surrender their life to Krishna, or even with some sincerity, that is glorious. Well, anyone who's chanting the holy name of Krishna is already an elevated person in comparison to all the millions of people who never chant the name of Krishna. So although some discrimination is required, we should not develop a fault-finding or critical mentality. We find that, just like in Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes, there are some devotees like Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, they would never like to see the faults of any devotee. He never liked to hear. If someone would come and complain, this devotee did that, this devotee did this, he didn't like to hear it.
Raghunath
Bhatta or Bhatta? Yeah, it's Raghunath
Bhatta,
no? May have been both of them. He would say, if anyone would complain that this devotee is not behaving properly, he would say, well, at least they're engaged in Krishna's service. On the other hand, there's another very dear devotee of Lord Chaitanya, Damodar Pandit, who always corrected the devotees for their mistakes. And he even corrected Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was actually very pleased with him because he wanted to maintain the correct standard. He wanted to see that all the devotees came up to the best standard, and therefore he would point out that they were doing something which wasn't correct. So we see one side, one kind of pure devotee will never like to see the faults of others. And another may point out the faults of others regularly. Both are pure devotees. So what should be our position? Our position is that we should discriminate, but we should not develop a fault-finding mentality. In other words, looking for the faults of others.
One of my godbrothers, he told me one dream he had of Srila Prabhupada. Now, of course, many people say they had this dream and that dream, but if it's pertinent and relevant, then we may quote it also. Now, this one godbrother of mine, he had been very critical for quite some months of another godbrother of ours. So in his dream, he was telling Prabhupada, this godbrother, he does this and he does that. And Prabhupada would say, that's all right, that's all right. But Prabhupada, he does this and he says that and he does this. That's all right, that's all right. But Prabhupada, he does this and he says that. And that's all right, that's all right. Then the godbrother who was telling me told that he noticed he was sitting on the same level as Prabhupada. Then he realized that he's taking Prabhupada's position. In other words, it's Prabhupada's position to correct him. It's Guru's position to correct him. So Guru has the position, his particular duty is to find the fault of the disciple. Prabhupada said even if there isn't any fault in the disciple, he should still chastise him. He should look for the fault. But the godbrother or godsister should not look for the fault. Now again, this doesn't mean that if a devotee starts eating meat, you should say, well, you know, that's okay. No. Discrimination is required, but the mentality of simply criticizing others is actually very dangerous and destroys our devotional sentiment. We can actually experience that if someone just simply starts, talking badly about others, that it doesn't help us to advance in Krishna consciousness. It doesn't increase our enthusiasm to serve Krishna. It doesn't help our heart to melt in love of Krishna. Rather, we feel that our heart becomes hard by hearing these things. Actually, if someone is always criticizing others, what does it mean? It means that indirectly they're saying, I know better than everyone else, I'm better than everyone else. another story from Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur, that one devotee, he was always fighting with the other devotees.
Fighting
means not physically, verbally. And then he died young.
He died.
Yeah, he died. So after this death ceremony, his funeral ceremony was over, some of the devotees were sitting together and they were recounting all the different fights they had with him because he fought with everybody. Then Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati, they saw he's standing in the doorway. They hadn't noticed. They were just saying, "Wow, he said this to me and he said that to me." And then they saw their guru was standing in the doorway. He said, "Yes, he fought with everyone, but he did keep his cloth very clean. Not like my disciples."
Huh?
"Not like my disciples. They don't keep their cloth clean." See, I'm fault-finding. So anyway, then they realized that they had found all the faults, but Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur found some good quality. So really, the real thing is to find some good quality and encourage that.
Yes.
Or at least not to get caught with others, just caught up finding faults this way and that. Actually, we shouldn't even have time for this. We have so many important things to do. Prabhupada said, "If you ever get any time, read my books." But I see in our movement so much time goes away, just different people talking different things. This person said this, this person said that, and he's no good. We should do something positive to increase our Krishna consciousness, to spread the Sankirtan movement. Don't get involved in politics. This intrigue politico destroys the mode of devotion. Whispering in corners and discussing so many things. Prabhupada said, if the politics comes in, all the devotion will be spoiled. A devotee should always remain very simple and pure-hearted. Don't get involved in useless discussions. Of course, if there are problems within the temple or problems with particular devotees, they should be dealt with. If you do have a particular problem with a devotee, take it to your temple authority and let him deal with it. But if you can't do something to improve the situation, or if you're not prepared to do something to improve the situation, then don't simply complain. That should be the motto. Many times people come to me and complain about this and that, but then I say, well then, what are you going to do about it? Are you simply complaining? Am I a walking complaint box that you should lodge your complaint with me? Am I a complaint box? Uh-huh. You know what that is? If you have a problem with someone, you approach them. If it's really so, either main thing is anyway we should tolerate. Or if we're really having difficulties with someone, then we can approach them and say, "Prabhu, I'm having this difficulty. There seems to be some misunderstanding. What is the problem? Let's discuss and resolve it." Vaishnavas are supposed to be the most exalted people. They're supposed to develop exalted qualities. Shamo dama tapashocham kshanti arjavam evacha. What are these? That means peacefulness of mind, control of the senses, austerity, cleanliness, then tolerance, straightforward dealings. So among these qualities, this peacefulness of mind, the mind cannot be peaceful if it is dwelling on sense gratification. So peacefulness of mind, then tolerance of disturbing situations, straightforwardness in dealings. So these are the qualities which a Brahmin is supposed to develop. Vaishnavas are not meant for petty bickerings.
What?
Petty quarrel. We have a higher ideal. Our ideal is far beyond the petty quarrels and fuss of this material world. But don't get involved in this useless discord. Somehow or other, if we can live peacefully with all the devotees and cooperate, then we can fulfill the mission of Srila Prabhupada, which is to spread Krishna consciousness all over the world. People come to our movement being attracted by our books, Srila Prabhupada's books. What high ideals are mentioned there. So they want to see Is it actually a fact? Yes. Devotees have a great duty to act ideally so that others may be benefited by seeing their behavior. Dharma sthapan hetu sadhu vyavahar. Religion is established in the world by behavior of devotees. It's not enough simply to talk philosophy, but we actually have to act as sadhus and sadhvi. Sadhvi means lady sadhu. And then people will be attracted. But if we are living like materialistic people, quarreling, squabbling, disagreeing, then no one will be convinced. If we are like this, highly critical and quarreling and politicking, all these things, that means we're not advancing in Krishna consciousness. That means we're not chanting the holy names. Even if we're mechanically chanting, we're not chanting. Otherwise, we're not actually chanting. We're not chanting attentively with feeling. Otherwise, if we're chanting properly, then we'd make advancement. We'd come up to a higher level. So having come to Krishna consciousness, having got this wonderful gift of Krishna consciousness, let us not spoil it by remaining on a very low level of consciousness.
Yeah.
Let us actually come up to the level of divinity. Sadhu Prabhupada used to translate many times as saintly person. Devotees are expected to develop the qualities of saintly people.
Преданные должны развить себе качества святых людей.
What are the qualities of saintly people? Titikshava, Karunika, Suhrida, Sarvadehina, Ajata Shatrava Sandha, Sadhava Sadhu Bhushana. There are many qualities. Tolerance, mercy to all, friendliness to all, no enmity with anyone. These are the qualities which decorate saintly people. So by reading about these qualities in great devotees, we can take inspiration. And by seeing the qualities of devotees who have developed these qualities, we can also take inspiration.
Yes.
Choose our association carefully. Take inspiration and guidance from those devotees who are actually absorbed in Krishna consciousness. Don't associate intimately with those who have fault-finding, critical mentality, or lazy, or whatever, addicted to sense gratification. That association won't help us. Everyone may be encouraged in Krishna consciousness on whatever level they're on, but to make actual advancement, we should associate with those who are on a higher level than us. Hare Krishna. Any question?
Вопросы. Say in the group of Sankirtan, some disagreement arises.
As it often does.
Да, это часто происходит. So, what should we do? What kind of, ways we should to choose to find some agreement, or should we just tolerate, or should we just change people in the group?
Well, the real thing is to come to some agreement, understanding that we have a higher principle, that we're traveling to do Sankirtan to save the conditioned souls. We're not traveling to quarrel. We have such an important mission. It's just like the soldiers when they're in the thick of battle, then they don't quarrel with each other, they have to cooperate with each other. Actually, going for Sankirtan requires some kind of advancement, because you have to live with a few people all very close together. It means you have to sacrifice privacy and you're living very close to something. Different people have different habits which you don't like. There's one word in English called adjust. This is used in every Indian language. Hum adjust karenge in Hindi means we'll adjust. What that actually the usage in English and in Indian languages is different. I'll give an example. On the seat in the train, there's actually three seats delineated, but often four people or five people or even six people sit in the seat. So sometimes there's only reservation for three people, but seven people come, and hum adjust karenge, we'll adjust. So, in other words, although the situation isn't very comfortable, it's not as you might want it to be, but because they have to do that, therefore they adjust, which means not only physically, but they mentally also, they accept, okay, we're squashed up, but we all have to adjust. The opposite of adjusting is fighting. If you don't adjust, you have to quarrel. So we should learn to adjust for the sake of a higher mission. Another thing is that every Sankirtan party has a leader. So not only on Sankirtan, but in the temple or whatever situation, it's just good to follow the leader. It makes life a lot easier. If you have to have an ishtakosti every time someone has to wash the dishes, we can never get anything done. We all have a vote. No, I shouldn't wash the dishes because this, this, and this. I think he should wash the dishes. Okay, spend 1 hour and then vote. So it's much easier, just the temple commander says, you wash the dishes. So the same thing on a Sankirtan party. There may be different opinions, but the ultimately you should just follow the leader. Another thing is that often on Sankirtan parties, they move the devotee. When the devotees come back, they move them around a bit. They change the party setup, as you may have noticed.
Okay.
Because if you can't get on with, if two people can't get on, then one of them is moved to another party. So then they feel, okay, now I'm with these other people, that's better. But then they find, well, I don't like he's doing this, and don't like he's doing that. And there's always some problem with somebody. So better we just realize we're here to do some specific service. Kali Yuga means Kalaha Yuga, the age of quarrel. Let's not be influenced by Kali Yuga. Let's be influenced by the desire of our spiritual master to cooperate together to serve Krishna. Let us not be servants of our mind. Guru Mokha Paddabhaka Chitete Koriya Aika Ana Koriya Mane Asha. What does that mean? Can anyone say?
The words coming out from the lotus mouth of the spiritual master should become our only desire and nothing else should be our desire.
Yeah, all right. You want to say that loudly? Did it come out here? The words from the lotus mouth of the spiritual master, I fix them up in my heart and don't desire anything else. Any other question?
Используют храм для покрытия своей семьи.
Для покрытия семейного бюджета.
И как Прабхупада поспал в таких ситуациях?
He said that Шрила Прабхупада used to say that sometimes temple presidents use their leading position, the position of temple president, just to help their families to cover their
I never heard the Prabhupada
maintenance. I mean the family maintenance.
I never heard Prabhupada say.
Yeah.
Where
в какой книге это написано?
Во второй песне.
Really?
Он говорит об такой потенции, что иногда
I read it
использую
7-8 times.
Махарадж говорит, что 7 или 8 раз читал Бхагаватам, такого не
слышал. Maybe it's in the Russian translation.
Может быть, это в русском переводе?
Да, но такие, так или иначе, такие случаи бывают. Как поступал Прабхупада?
Somehow or other, things like this happen.
Well, the Russian books could translate it differently?
No, he meant that, TP uses his position.
Yeah, but it's not in the second canto of Bhagavatam.
I also don't read also never read Russian Bhagavatam. I don't think it's there.
And we should be careful quoting Prabhupada. It may be true.
Правда.
In some cases. But be careful quoting Prabhupada. Just to maintain their family. Well, if someone...
Like misuse their position.
They misuse their position. But if they do that, then they can't maintain it very long. Because if they have so many material desires, then they can't inspire the devotees spiritually. They'll fall from their position. If there is any serious... Of course, generally we should just follow the temple authorities. But it does happen that sometimes position is misused. If there is any serious case of that, then there is a system within our society by which matters can be referred to higher authorities who are supposed to take some of it.
Sometimes temple authority, temple president, or maybe like even Sankirtan leader is very tough, very rough with the devotees, and very demanding, even cruel sometimes. And if you just tolerate it, He thinks it's okay, and he goes on with his behavior. Should be our
It's the same point that if someone is so much away from Krishna consciousness, then they won't be able to maintain that position. And if there's any serious complaint, then it can be referred to higher authorities. There is a sister, if someone's being cruel, if he's beating them with whips, he's giving them electric shocks, something like that, then you're allowed to complain.
I mean,
often devotees say, well, this leader's bad and that leader's bad. Then I ask them, well, is he telling you to eat meat? Is he telling you to drink wine? Even they may be a bit rough, but if they're roughly telling you, get up and go to Mangalarti, what's wrong with that? Next question from
the
Моя забота, она присутствует при одной встрече, при одной сцене. Значит, маленький ребенок, просто хороший, это где-то 10-й этаж. А мама в это время читала маму. Вот моя знакома видела эту сцену, просто в шоке, я даже не знаю, это такая сильная вера в Кришну, или ты знаешь,
что Что мать читала мантру и не обращала внимания, что ребенок мог упасть.
Нужно было такой же смешный
план, что и эта женщина была в таком шоке.
Да.
One of your friend sent such a scene. One devotee mother was chanting japa, and her little boy was crawling along the edge of the window on the 10th story. And it could just, this baby could just drop down at any moment. But mother was so much engaged in chanting while she was, in a hurry. She wanted to complete her rounds. That, she didn't care about, the child to drop from the 10th floor. And that lady was thinking, is it just, such a big, deep faith in Krishna? Krishna will, take care of the child, or what is it?
No, that's called foolishness. It's just like Krishna didn't tell Arjuna, well, I'm God and you're my friend, so you just sit down on this chariot and have a nice time, drink a few limkas, and I'll fight the battle for you. Krishna told, Mama Nusmara Yudhyacha, you think of me and fight. So for a mother, you have to think of Krishna and look after your child too. Prabhupada wrote a letter to one of his disciples once who just had a child.
Prabhupada
said that now your main service is to look after your child and bring him up in Krishna consciousness. That's your main service. That is a very neophyte misunderstanding of Krishna consciousness. At prasadam time, she was so absorbed in thinking of Krishna she forgot to eat.
Some devotees are complaining about leaders, but leaders also sometimes complain about other devotees. For example, temple, has some mission, some Christian programs to be, go on. And sometimes, many devotees are completely unqualified, and sometimes leaders lament and say, these people are completely useless, we can't accomplish anything with people like this, and, we have so many plans, but people are from lowest degree, lowest quality, and thus they develop this critical mentality, and then they just have to forget about anything and just, start to educate devotees, forget about all this, surrounding big projects, all projects, but just come back home and try to educate devotees. And it's quite natural for leaders to also sometimes настроение, которое возникает естественно от того, что в целом уровень трета чрезвычайно низок.
Maybe you've seen these Indians, one kind of sadhu, they have some kind of instrument, musical instrument, ding, 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 and they sing. Yeah, not exactly a thing like that.
Well, I said something like
So what's that made out of? it's made, the bottom part is made out of the outside of a pumpkin, an empty pumpkin. And there's one piece of wood and a piece of string. So individually, these things, the pumpkin, the piece of wood, and the string, individually they're useless. But if they're put together in the proper way, then you can have a little nectar. So Prabhupada said, in the same way, a good leader can bring together a bunch of fools and get a job done. Prabhupada once said that Krishna didn't send me any qualified men, only fifth class men. He said high class men will never join our movement. He said high class men, they don't join our movement. This one time he said, people who are well situated materially, they don't like to join. But Prabhupada trained people who are untrainable, people who were rejected by the mainstream society, people who didn't want to follow any authority. So Prabhupada trained them and got the job done. So of course, training is required. We can't expect that people who just come, they'll automatically be good. They need to be trained. There are so many things to be learned in Krishna consciousness. Philosophy, behavior, different songs, and so many different things. It takes quite some time. But in the meantime, we have so many things to do. So ideally, we can carry on with our programs and train people side by side. Prabhupada also noticed that it's very difficult to manage a spiritual movement. Often, especially in India, big industrialists who come to Prabhupada, they're expert, they're managers of big, big companies, and they advise him to manage this way and that way. Prabhupada said, they don't know what they're talking about. These industrialists, they know how to manage people by offering money and sense gratification. But everyone comes to Krishna consciousness voluntarily. It's long hours, hard work, no pay. We can invite all the unemployed people. We will give you a job. Long hours, hard work, no pay. But the pay, the wages, is love of God. So people come pursuing a higher principle. But we're not always experiencing that higher principle. So therefore there is a sense of duty. Devotees should serve at least out of a sense of duty. But higher than that is to serve out of love. So a good leader is one who creates an atmosphere in which devotees, they experience the bliss of Krishna consciousness. Plenty of festivals, plenty of preaching, lively kirtans. Of course, nowadays in our movement, we often have sophisticated management plans, very sophisticated ideas, and we attend, some people attend seminars given by karmis on how to manage so many different things. Srila Prabhupada gave one clue how to manage. He said that if all the devotees are chanting 16 rounds, following all the principles, engaged fully in service, then management will be at your finger's end. In other words, it will be straightforward. But one thing I would like to give a little advice to devotees who are not involved in management is, you don't know how difficult it is. Prabhupada himself, I'm quoting, he said that management, to manage spiritual society is very difficult. Because we expect or hope for everyone to act on the ideal standard. And we have to keep people engaged by inspiring them to come up to their ideal standard. Mostly devotees are not on the highest standard. So it's both from followers and leaders, everyone should be a little charitable with each other. Charitable means in attitude and stuff. It's very easy to find the faults in others. But it's not so easy to... That's another thing. It's similar to find the fault, but help that person to overcome it. That is the real art. Simply to criticize is not good, but if we compassionately want to help someone to come to a higher level and try to help them, that is constructive criticism. We may say that he's wrong with this and that, but are we prepared to spend the time and energy to help that person to come to a better level?
How long can this weakness of heart remain in the heart, and how good sadhana can help us to get rid of this weakness of the heart.
Weakness in the heart can remain for millions of lifetimes. We can overcome that by good association. That, again, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, once some people came to him and said that, well, we know we're doing wrong things, but we can't overcome it. How can we overcome it? Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, by good association. In Gita also, of course, Arjuna asked Krishna the same question, that anicca-napi-varshneya aladivanayojita, that even without our desire, it seems we do something wrong, as if we're forced. So Krishna explained that that is deep-rooted lust which sits in the heart. So how to uproot that? By the sword of knowledge. By knowledge we should conquer the lower nature by the higher nature. How to make spiritual advancement? There are many different answers. One answer is, come to Mayapur festival every year. It's good advice. Tell him he shouldn't worry about these things too much. He should chant Hare Krishna more and read Prabhupada's books. Don't be on a mental platform. Most of the problems can be solved simply by chanting Hare Krishna and reading Prabhupada's books and engaging fully in service. Most problems don't even exist, only in the mind. Yeah, you can ask. No, you ask, because she already asked one question. Why don't you ask one?
Okay.
Just remembering the lecture you gave last night about the importance of attentive chanting. This morning he was trying to do it, follow it. But, you know, somehow...
You think you're going to get perfection in one day? I tried for one day, it didn't work, so I think I'll go back home and work in the factory.
No, what he meant to say, actually, the question...
Yeah, the point is you have to keep on trying.
But don't get to that.
Whenever yato nis chalati manas chanchalanastivam tatastitoniyam yatakamayam shamayam. Krishna says that the mind will wander away and you have to bring it back again and again. You have to practice.
And
again, same section of Gita that Arjuna said to Krishna, that to control the mind is very difficult. It seems more difficult to control than the wind. Krishna agreed. Samshayam mahabaho manat dunigraham chalam. Yes, it is very difficult. Undoubtedly, it's very difficult. Vairagyena tukontaya abhyasena vidhiyate. That by cultivating detachment from the objects of the senses and by practice, success will be there. Practice. At least you started trying. So keep on trying. If you don't try, then there's no hope. You have to pray to Krishna for help. Krishna will help.
Есть адские миры, не входят в три мира. Есть низшие звери, они адские, это совсем другое. Это Белосварда, райский подземный план. Так, в чем вопрос? Адские?
The question is a little bit unusual. She's asking about the effect of Ganges flowing through all three worlds. She's saying, is it correct that Ganges is flowing through upper planets and middle planets and hellish planets? She didn't say
lower planets.
She didn't say lower, she said hellish. I was trying to correct her, but she insisted it's hellish planets. So can the residents of hellish planets take part in the
lower planets?
Maharaj подчеркивает, что не адские планеты, а низшие планеты. Разные вещи.
So the serotonin of hell, they can take advantage of taking part again.
They have other kinds of rivers there.
Там в аду другие речки протекают. Ганги там нет воды, кроме Кришны. Там другие речки. Читали об этом какие-то вы?
Что кто-то знает и должен говорить. А тот, кто знает, тот, кто не знает, не должен знать.
Как?
Я прочитала учение о Господчитании, там даются 13 экстаз. И вот интересно, для кого написаны вот эти моменты экстаза, потому что люди, которые не знают, они могут просто имитировать. Понятно?
Нет, не очень. Магарадж говорит, я не могу отвечать на сложные вопросы. Ну, пожалуйста,
ответьте.
Если не очень сложно, зачем задавать вопрос? Зачем задавать, если это не сложно?
All right, Hare Krishna.